Okay, M29. It's an open cluster. It's commonly referred to as the cooling tower. Now, this time of year is in the northeastern part of the sky. It's early evening, so it's fairly low. And the way I found this was, there is a triangle that's very obvious in that part of the sky. And that part of the sky right now is northwest of Vega. So Vega is up probably about 35-40 degrees. So if you come down and to the left, you'll see a triangle of bright stars. That triangle of bright stars is Deneb, Sidere, and I believe Gamma Cygnus. But anyway, then if you go over to Sidere, which is the lower right hand corner of that, what you'll find is that M29 is just down and to the right of Sidere, maybe two fields of view, if that much. It's probably more like one field of view, one complete field of view, in a 24 millimeter eyepiece in this scope, which is a 90 millimeter f/11 refractor. Now, you got to be careful looking for this thing. It's easy to find in that the location is so close to Sidere, and there's so little around it in that area, that it's very, very easy to find. The downside is that it is a very small asterism, for lack of a better word. It's a very small cluster, so it's very easy to overlook. As a matter of fact, with a 24 millimeter eyepiece in this scope, you don't really see hardly anything at all. Now, I've switched to a 13 millimeter eyepiece, and that brings it out quite nicely. Basically, there's six stars that really grab your attention. Three on the eyepiece, three on the top right, three on the bottom left. They almost make two arrows kind of pointing at each other, or I should say two triangles pointing at each other would be a more accurate terminology. Now, there's very obviously two other stars down and to the left. What looks like a double, maybe even a triple with averted vision, immediately up to the top. And the rest of the field is mostly black with some stars around the outer edges.